Clothing tips. Organize your closet by color and separate with cardboard dividers or paper hangers. Keep clothes organized and only keep seasonal items in closet. Hang two-piece outfits together on the same hanger. Use different types of hangers for different color clothes. For example, plastic for blue, wire for white, wire with paper for black. Use the label found on the back of garments to create an identification system. For example, all blue clothes labels are cut into a triangle, all brown are cut in half, all black are whole, and all whites have no label, etc. Use identifying features on garments for identification. For example, lots of buttons, raised pictures, letters, symbols, logos, special texture, felt, corduroy, velvet, no buttons, lace, zippers. Place safety pins on label to identify color. For example, one for red, two for blue, or facing one way for red, the other way for blue. Use puffy paint, used for decorating t-shirts and found at most stores like Target or Walmart, to write shapes, dots or letters on the label, inside hems or inside waistbands. For example, BK for black, dots for blue, triangle for red, D for dark, L for light, etc. A dot of Velcro could be placed on a belt of a certain color for easier identification. To match a skirt or pair of pants with a blouse, you could put one safety pin on the hem of each to know these items match. Store socks in a certain pattern for easier identification. For example, roll all blue socks in a ball, leave all black ones straight, roll white ones with a cuff, or vice versa. Socks should always be either on the feet or in the sock sorters. Use shoe boxes in drawers to separate socks, personal garments, etc. Organize jewelry with push pins on a cork board. Fishing tackle boxes or cabinets with individual drawers are also good for organizing jewelry. Purchase a large print watch or talking watch, available at discount stores or mail order catalog. Bright idea. After using puff paint to label clothes, place them where they won't touch other clothes or objects and allow 24 hours to dry. It's usually best to do only a few items at a time. Identifying shoes. Store shoes in original shoe boxes and label with index cards or tactile marking. Organize shoes by color in certain areas of your closet. For example, blues on right shelf, black on the left shelf, and white on floor. Place particular shoes in certain places all the time. For example, house shoes by the door, dress shoes under bed, etc. Place small flat head tacks underneath high heel shoe between heel and sole for identification. Use puffy paint to mark inside seam of shoe or bottom of shoe. Upon removal, tie shoes or clothes pin together for easy retrieval. Shopping. Whether it's buying groceries, clothing, furnishings for your home, or supplies for your favorite hobby, you have a number of shopping options. Whether you choose to shop in person, order through catalogs, or surf the internet, there are a few things you can do to make your shopping experience pleasurable and safe. Shopping in person. Shop with an agenda. Get organized before you go out. You may need to call ahead to find stores that have what you're looking for. Ask questions, get directions, etc. Make a detailed list of what you're shopping for and any specifics you'll need, like measurements, amounts, colors, etc. Timing is everything. To avoid feeling rushed and frustrated, you may wish to shop during off-peak hours, especially if you request someone to assist you as you shop. Ask your favorite stores what days and times are less hectic than others. Shop with someone you trust. Sometimes it's smart to take a trusted friend or family member along on your shopping trip, especially if you're making a major purchasing decision. Your trusted companion may be more likely to give you objective information about the product and/or terms than someone who will benefit from the sale. Bright idea. Don't be a victim of fraud. Only give your credit card and social security numbers to businesses and people you know and trust. Shopping by catalog. Shopping by catalog can save you time and the hassle of arranging, and perhaps paying for, transportation to the store. You can order on an app or possibly phone in your order without having to fill out those order forms with the tiny spaces. On the other hand, online shopping does not allow you an opportunity to inspect the merchandise before you buy, and companies often add the costs of shipping to the order. Having weighed the pros and cons, should you choose to order online purchases? Here are a few things that may help. If you are comfortable doing so, tell the customer service representative that you are visually impaired. This will help the service representative know how to be of the most assistance to you. Bright idea. Shopping. Become a valued customer. Cultivate a business relationship with your favorite stores and catalog companies, as they recognize you as a regular patron who appreciates their good customer service, they'll likely make a real effort to keep your business. Some companies give discounts to senior citizens and/or people with disabilities. For instance, some retail stores have weekly senior shopping days where they offer reduced prices. Ask your favorite companies and stores for details about any discounts they offer. Be sure you know the return policies of companies you do business with, especially catalog companies. Many companies do not have flexible policies, so it's important to know beforehand. Know the details about the items you're ordering and be specific when placing the order. For example, the sales representative can better assist you when you say you need a long-sleeved, mid-length, wool dress, size 10, to match red shoes, or short-sleeved, polo-type shirt, 17-inch neck, to go with tan dress slacks. The telephone is an invaluable tool when you're doing comparison shopping between catalog companies. Most major catalog companies have toll-free numbers. If you need to use directory assistance for regular or toll-free numbers, remember that people who are legally blind can apply for an exemption from directory assistance charges. Contact your telephone company for more information. Shopping on the Internet. People with visual challenges can now access the Internet using accessible computer programs such as Zoom Text, JAWS, and Window Eyes. This opens a whole new world of shopping opportunities. If you plan to cyber shop, here are a few helpful hints. Consider having someone who has experience shopping on the Internet to assist you the first time or two you shop online. They can help you be sure the online businesses you're shopping with have appropriate privacy and security features. You may find that using a speech output program makes it easier to navigate online stores. If you're not comfortable sharing personal information like credit card numbers, addresses, and phone numbers online, you can still use the Internet to shop for items you're interested in. Most company websites offer an option to order by phone. Financial matters. Keep a list of billing addresses for your major bills in a notebook using your preferred format so that you always have the address accessible when an envelope has been mistakenly left out or lost. Keep track of billing dates on a calendar so that you know when to expect bills. Call customer service lines if you are unable to read your bill to inquire about your amount due and due date so that you can maintain your finances. Enlarge a check register to a full sheet of paper using a copy machine and keep in a binder. Large print checks are available from your bank. Contact the customer service department of your bank to find out about current prices. They have several different names, such as Easy Read Checks, Sightline Checks, and Guideline Checks. You may choose to use a different compartment of your wallet or purse for organizing your money. When making a purchase, have the clerk tell you the denominations of each bill so that you can organize them at the counter. Money tips. Identifying coins. Use your fingernail to assist in scraping side of coin. Pennies are smooth and larger than a dime. Nickels are smooth and larger and thicker than a penny. Dimes have a rough milled edge and are smaller than a penny. Quarters have a rough milled edge and are bigger than a nickel. A 50-cent piece has a rough milled edge and larger than a quarter. Identifying paper money. Use the following or similar technique. $1 bill, leave flat. $5 bill, fold in half, widthwise. $10 bill, fold in half, lengthwise. $20 bill, fold in half, widthwise and lengthwise. Credit cards. If you carry some credit cards with you, here are some ways you might organize or mark them for easy identification. Arrange them alphabetically. For example, MasterCard, Sears, Visa. Use a credit card carrier with plastic sleeves and color code and/or tactually mark each sleeve. Cut notches in them, taking great care not to damage the magnetic strip on the back. Use a sharp, matte cutting knife to cut one or more small V shapes on the long side of the card so you can tactually identify each one. This might be a project you could ask a friend or family member to help with. When your signature is required, use a signature template if necessary. Safety and security. List emergency telephone numbers in large, bold print near the telephone or program them into a cell phone. Always shut drawers and doors. Do not leave them half open. Put chairs back in place. Whenever possible, position them against walls. Mark all overhead obstructions, such as bathroom and kitchen cabinets and doors. Remove small objects, such as footstools, from the floor. Keep all hallways uncluttered. Clearly identify exits. Replace batteries on a regular schedule in smoke detectors. Make sure doorbell and phone can be heard. If appropriate, notify the local fire and police departments that the person living in the home has a visual impairment or is blind. Urban dwellers need to learn how to maneuver along busy sidewalks populated by children on skateboards or bicycles, delivery persons with carts, and pedestrians. Mobility training to help people with low vision use their full complement of senses to maneuver safely is particularly important. Some problems that can pose threats to safety in rural areas include unleashed pets and stray animals, drop-offs of terrain, or absence of paved roads or safe places to walk. Utilize contrasting color to attract attention to potentially hazardous elements of the environment. risers, and treads on steps and stairways should not be painted or carpeted the same color or carpeted with patterned material. Both may hamper recognition of step height and depth. Placing brightly colored orange or yellow no-slip adhesive strips along the length of each step will help with detection. Painted or papered stairway walls in a color lighter than the stairs can highlight the steps and enhance illumination as well. Objects that serve as balance supports, such as banisters and toilet and bathtub grab bars, should be visually highlighted by contrasting their color from the background. Attach friction tape or non-skid appliques in a contrasting color in the tub or shower stall. To make it easier to unlock outside doors at night, place a small strip of reflective tape next to the key slot. Place strips of slip-proof material in a contrasting or reflective color on the edges of steps. When possible, make things bigger or get closer to objects when safe to do so. Using remaining senses. Making use of your remaining senses may increase your ability to do the things you want to do. Using your remaining senses assists in learning to use non-visual techniques. Using your hearing. There may be distinct sounds within your home or in your yard that help you move about more easily. Sounds within the home may include the hum of the refrigerator, a ticking clock, or a radio. Sounds in your yard may include traffic from the street or a wind chime. Many people who are experienced cooks already use their hearing to tell when the water boils or the flame is too high on the gas stove. In the kitchen, a quick check of canned goods might be done using hearing. Vegetables and liquid, such as corn, sound different than creamed-style corn. Hearing is often used for identifying when water is boiling. Using your sense of touch. This sense can be a valuable tool for identifying a variety of objects that you may not be able to see clearly. With practice, you may be able to learn to quickly identify objects by their unique features. The shape of the bottle of bleach may be different than the shape of the bottle of dishwashing liquid. Maybe the shampoo bottle is different from the conditioner. The cans of tuna are shaped differently from the cans of soup. Developing the sense of touch may help you identify clothes in your closet or items in the laundry. You may have some articles of clothing that have certain features that are different from anything else in your closet. These features might include texture of the fabric or the buttons. Using your sense of smell. Using the sense of smell can identify many products in the home. In the kitchen, cinnamon smells different from cloves, and coffee smells different from cocoa. Smell is often used for identifying when food is done or water is boiling. There may be distinctive smells in your garden or smells from a local bakery. Alternative techniques for being independent. Alternative techniques are non-visual ways to do things using your other senses. If you have low vision or are legally blind, you already know that your vision works for some things, but not others. On top of that, many people find their vision changes from one day to the next, good on some days, poor on others. The environment changes too. It may go from dark to light, cloudy to bright. Sidewalks or hallways may suddenly have steps, stairs, or even drop-offs. Things like the quality and size of printed materials and the location of signature lines vary, too. It can be frustrating when you can see to do some tasks one day, but not the next. What's a person to do? One thing you can do is to learn alternative techniques. Then, you can do the tasks that you want without worrying if you will be able to see perfectly to do them. For example, identifying coins is a common problem. Have you ever felt rushed and embarrassed, fumbling to see what coins you have to make a purchase? It doesn't have to be that way. Using the simple non-visual technique of feeling if the edge of the coin is smooth or has ridges, you can distinguish a nickel from a quarter. It is less conspicuous than using a magnifier at the checkout stand and doesn't call attention to yourself. Because alternative techniques are non-visual, some people may think they are only for totally blind people. This is not true. Non-visual techniques are used by people who have perfect eyesight as well as those who don't. Sighted people smell milk to tell if it is fresh and taste lemonade to see if it's sweet enough. Even with good eyesight, you can't tell these things by just looking. So, you use your senses of smell and taste, non-visual methods. A sighted person who feels the baby formula to check the temperature or squeezes fruit to see if it is ripe is using touch as a non-visual technique. This list of examples is endless and demonstrates that using non-visual techniques is a normal part of life, regardless of how well you can see. Some people postpone learning alternative techniques until they lose all hope of getting better sight. This is not a good strategy. It may be quite a while before you know if your vision will get better or worse. In the meantime, you want to be as independent as possible. Once you become dependent on others, it's hard to change. The longer you put off learning different ways to do things, the more difficult it becomes to start doing them. Magnifiers alone will not solve your vision problems. They are good for some things, but not others. For instance, a magnifier may help you read the date on an egg carton, but it is of no use when trying to tell if the eggs are ready to be turned over in the skillet. A magnifier may help you read the newspaper, but won't help you know if the peaches are ripe at the grocery store. Using non-visual techniques, the list of things you can do without a magnifier is practically endless. How are alternative techniques learned? The fastest way to learn non-visual techniques is to close your eyes while you learn them. This keeps your vision from distracting you. This may sound odd, but research shows that the harder you try to see, the less aware you are of what you hear and feel. People who have difficulty keeping their eyes closed during training wear sleep shades to make it easier and more comfortable. Learning this way also helps take away the fear of being blind. Does this mean that you can't look at what you do after you have learned an alternative technique using the sleep shade? Of course not. You should use what vision you have. Over time, you will learn to use your vision and the non-visual techniques together. Then, it will not matter if you are having a good or bad vision day. You will still be able to do what you want. Many people have traveled this road that you are on. It is not easy, as you know. The good news is, you can be as independent as you choose to be, despite your sight loss. You can go to work or continue living independently in your community. The choice is yours. Travel and transportation. Community transportation. One of the most difficult issues faced by blind people is the issue of transportation. There are a variety of ways to meet the need. Family members, friends, paid drivers, public bus systems, curb-to-curb paratransit systems, ride-sharing companies such as Uber or Lyft, transportation for the elderly, etc. Airline support, TSA cares assistance. Anyone who needs accommodation can request a passenger support specialist assistance through the TSA screening checkpoint by going to website https www.tsa.gov/contact-center/form/cares. Or, if your flight is within 72 hours, please call TSA Cares at phone number 855-787-2227 to request assistance. TSA Cares assistance is only available for help through the screening checkpoint. If you need in-flight assistance or wheelchair assistance from the curb to the flight, please contact your airline. Orientation and mobility. Orientation and mobility is related to the ability of people who are blind or severely visually impaired to know where they are in space, how to find their way to a destination, and how to move around safely and comfortably. Orientation and mobility training is taught by certified orientation and mobility instructors or orientation and mobility specialists. Orientation and mobility training consists of white cane training, protective techniques, sighted guide training, and other techniques. This booklet contains basic information about protective techniques and sighted guide techniques that may assist you. More extensive information should be obtained from an orientation and mobility instructor or specialist. Protective techniques. Protective techniques refer to the use of your hands and arms to provide protection when walking in a familiar area, such as your home, without a cane. Below are descriptions of some simple techniques that may help you travel safely inside your home. Trailing. Travel next to walls by extending the arm, with your hand leading, next to the wall in front of your body. Use the back of your hand, pinky and ring fingers, and keep fingers relaxed. Curve your fingers and thumb in and down to avoid jamming your fingers. By keeping your arm extended and your hand in front while you walk, you will find things in your path with your hand or arm for advanced warning of obstacles. Upper body protection. With your dominant hand, touch opposite shoulder with fingertips and rotate your forearm and wrist so that your palm is facing outward. Bring your arm out from your body to an angle and move your elbow down slightly so your hand and forearm are in front of your face. This technique protects your head and shoulders area. Use this technique when walking down hallways, around doorways, etc., to protect your head from open doors and protruding items. This can also be used in addition to your cane to protect your head from tree branches. Lower body protection. With your dominant hand, touch the opposite thigh with fingertips and rotate your forearm and wrist so that your palm is facing outward. Then move your hand out in front of the lower section of your body. Shift your hand toward the center of your body. Use this technique when walking in areas with low items, like a kitchen with countertops. Dropped object. To find an object you've dropped, listen to where the object lands. Then, pivot your body toward the object. Go toward the object, but don't underestimate the distance. Bend down, using a wall or stable object for balance, or get down on your hands and knees, using your upper body protective techniques to protect your head. Use your free hand, the one that's not protecting your head, to search, palms down, with a very light sweeping motion. Use rainbows, starting near your feet, and develop broader rainbows to sweep a larger surface. Move backward or forward if your first search doesn't work. Remember to continue to protect your head. Orientation tips. Listed below are various tips that may assist you if you are having difficulty identifying where you are in your home. Listen for normal sounds in your home to assist you in identifying your location. For example, the sound of the refrigerator, air conditioning or heating unit, etc. Place a radio in the area that you have trouble identifying and keep the radio on with the sound turned low. Arrange your furniture to allow for clear walkways and remove any throw rugs that may be a trip hazard. Keep all doors open or shut, whichever is your preference, to prevent injuries from partially open doors. Be sure to instruct your family members to keep them open or shut, but never leave partially open. Be aware of smells related to your environment. For example, a bowl of potpourri in your bedroom or food cooking in the kitchen. These can give clues to where you are in your home. Guiding techniques. Using guiding techniques is one way for a blind or low-vision person to travel in new, unfamiliar environments. Some of the more common techniques are featured on the next page. It's important to note that the visually impaired person, customer in the instructions, holds above the elbow of the sighted person and walks one step behind in order to anticipate movements of the sighted person. For further instruction on the use of guiding techniques, please contact your local TWS-VRS office, which can also assist in arranging for more in-depth orientation and mobility training in the use of a white cane. Bright idea. Friends and family members who are sighted may wish to travel under blindfold using a sighted guide as a way to have an experience similar to their blind loved ones. Guiding techniques. Allow the customer to grasp your elbow with his, her fingers near your body with his, her thumb on the opposite side. The customer walks about one half step and slightly behind the sighted guide with opposite shoulders parallel. Walk along at a regular pace. Pause at the beginning of the stairway. The customer walks one step behind the guide. Customer may want to use the handrail and the guide's elbow. Going upstairs may feel more comfortable than going down. When approaching a door, tell the customer if it pushes or pulls right or left. The customer may choose to touch the door, in which case the guide steps behind. When seating a customer, describe the chair and put his or her hand in touch with the chair's back or arm. The customer will need to clear the seat with his or her free hand before sitting down. When leaving a customer, always put him or her in contact with some object, table, chair, wall, etc. Being left in the middle of a room can be disorienting. Communication skills. When a person experiences vision loss, many communication skills must be adapted to compensate. Routine things like using the telephone, telling time, or writing your signature on a document are important elements of everyday communication. Yet, even these seemingly simple tasks can be daunting to a blind person who has not developed the skills to do them. This section includes information about learning new skills to modify how you handle a variety of communication issues. Using the telephone. Dialing a telephone can be accomplished non-visually by learning and memorizing the positions of the numbers on the telephone keypad. Most push-button telephones have a small raised mark on the number 5 that will assist in orienting you to the keypad. From top to bottom, the first row contains the numbers 1, 2, 3, the second row contains numbers 4, 5, 6, the third row contains numbers 7, 8, 9, and the fourth row contains the asterisk key, 0, and the number key. By placing your index, middle, and ring fingers on the second row, use the raised mark on the number 5 in the middle of the row, You can easily move your fingers to the rows above and below to dial the number. Practice this skill until you become confident. In addition to the non-visual techniques above, you can purchase a large button telephone from specialty catalogs, Walmart, and other stores. Text-to-speech apps, such as VoiceOver and built-in text-to-speech for smartphones, can help in calling pre-programmed numbers of any person or business of your choosing. Organizing phone numbers. In large personal phone books, business cards, etc., on a copy machine, and organize them in a binder. Write phone numbers on index cards with a black felt tip marker and store them in a basket, shoebox, or with a rubber band. Write phone numbers in large print with a black marker on plain white typing paper. Put one phone number per page and keep in a binder or staple together. Record phone numbers using a digital recorder and create folders for family, friends, and businesses. Use Braille to make a phone book or index cards. Using a smartphone. Smartphone accessibility. Using accessibility features on smartphones through options like speech feedback called VoiceOver, screen magnification called Zoom, may help you better access your phone. Other smartphone options like inverted colors and bold text can help with making calls, sending texts, using apps, and getting things done with your voice. Some smartphones may have their own built-in video magnifier for reading printed materials, which are options for blind and partially sighted people. Helpful smartphone apps. Smartphones have hundreds of apps available free or for purchase for iPhones or Android devices in their respective app store. Below are some of the most popular apps that can be helpful for everyday activities, including reading labels, matching clothing, and connecting to a live person to help you navigate and complete everyday tasks. Be My Eyes offers free 24/7 support, connecting you to volunteers and company representatives to complete tasks such as reading small print, matching clothing, troubleshooting technology, setting up home appliances, or any other simple task a volunteer can complete over live video. Era connects customers via a video call with a live, professionally trained visual interpreter for on-demand assistance. Era representatives can assist with describing items or areas around where a person is located to any tasks that a visual assistant is needed. The app streams live video, including your GPS location, and can also assist with rideshare integration with Lyft and Uber. The service is free for the first 5 minutes a month, and at some locations around the country, including Starbucks and TWC local offices. Monthly subscriptions are also available for purchase, and rates vary. Oko. This app helps you explore your surroundings with real-time feedback when you are walking at intersections to know whether it is safe to cross a street at a traffic light, providing visual and audio feedback to the customer. Downloading the app is free. Seeing AI. Free app that describes nearby people, texts, and objects. Can assist with scanning barcodes, recognizing faces by facial scanning, text-to-speech, currency reader, color identifier, and more. Reading and writing. Reading and writing are also things that will take adjustment when you lose your vision. Below, you will find ideas for adapting writing materials, reading your mail, and paying your bills. Additionally, you will find information about Braille and the ways that it can benefit you. Adapting writing materials. Use any type of black felt tip pen, 2020, Sharpie, Marks-A-Lot, etc., when writing in large print on white paper. Create bold line paper by drawing lines with a felt tip pen and straight edge on white paper. Bold line paper can also be purchased from specialty catalogs. Use a straight edge, such as a ruler or a side of a credit card or ID card, as a guide in signing your name, addressing envelopes, writing notes, etc. Writing guides for letters, checks, envelopes, and signing documents are also available from specialty catalogs. Reading mail. Ask your bank for a large print or Braille monthly account statement. Ask utility companies to send large print or Braille monthly statements. Ask a family member or friend to assist with reading your mail or hire a reader. Some community agencies have volunteer bill payers, and many churches also provide volunteers. Sort mail into categories of bills, junk mail, letters, etc. when it is received. Shoeboxes make good containers. This will assist you and your reader to use time more wisely. Use ERA, it is a visual interpreting service, live, on-demand access to visual information. It's an accommodation or productivity tool that connects you to actual humans to help you read mail and other visual tasks. Use a magnifier or CCTV to read small items and save larger items for your reader. Bright idea. Braille. Braille is a tactile reading and writing system used by blind and low-vision people. The letters of the alphabet, numbers, punctuation, and words are formed by combinations of Braille cells. A Braille cell consists of two vertical rows of three raised dots and looks similar to a six on a domino. Uncontracted Braille includes the alphabet, numbers, punctuation, and composition signs that are special to Braille. Contracted Braille adds 189 contractions and short-form words and eliminates the need to spell out each word, therefore saving space and paper. Braille is a valuable tool you can use to label and mark items in your home, organize phone numbers, read, and write notes and grocery lists, read books and magazines, adapt board and card games, tell time, and the list goes on. You are never too old to learn and use Braille. Hadley offers a free correspondence course to learn Braille. For more information, contact Hadley at 800-323-4238. Email info@hadley.edu. Paying bills. Keep track of billing dates on a calendar so you know when to expect bills. Call customer service lines if you are unable to read the bill to inquire about your amount due and due date. Enlarge check register to a full sheet of paper by using a copy machine and keep in a binder. Large print check registers can also be ordered from specialty catalogs. Talk with utility and other companies about options for direct draft of bills from your bank account. Ask your bank for large print or raised line checks and banking correspondence, such as statements, to be sent in large print format. Check writing guides can be purchased from specialty catalogs. Purchase a talking calculator for use in balancing your checkbook. You may also use a CCTV to write checks. Many area agencies on aging and community agencies have volunteer bill payer programs. Bright idea. Electronic banking. A growing number of banks and businesses offer electronic banking services, such as direct deposit and electronic fund transfers, as a secure and expedient alternative to traditional banking. It's a convenience that can also save time and money by reducing or eliminating trips to the bank, postage, checks, and envelopes. In addition, many banks offer online bank statements and other features you may find useful in managing your finances right at your computer. Contact your bank for more information. Telling time. There are a variety of clocks and watches that can be purchased from specialty catalogs, Walmart, and other local stores to assist you in telling time. The items available range from braille watches and clocks, talking watches and clocks, as well as low vision watch and clocks with large print numbers. Keeping a calendar. Keeping track of dates and appointments can be accomplished with braille or low vision calendars. Both can be purchased through specialty catalogs and desktop size calendars that are available at office supply stores can work well as low vision calendars. Books, newspapers, and magazines. This section lists a variety of resources for braille, large print, audiobooks, religious materials, music, magazines, newsletters, and descriptive videotapes. Contact each resource for complete information about their services or products. The Texas State Library's Talking Book Program lends print materials in braille, large print, and audio cassette to blind and visually impaired people. The library also loans 4-track cassette players for use with books on tape. Note, you can download a copy of the application for this service from the Texas State Library Talking Books website, www.tsl.state.tx.us/tbp/application, or call toll-free 800-252-9605 to request one. Your local library is another resource for large print books, audio cassettes, speech output reading equipment, or internet access. Reading resources. Texas State Library Talking Books Program, lending library of audio tape, large print, and braille books. Phone 800-252-9605. Website www.tsl.state.tx.us/tbp. American Printing House. Free taped or braille magazine subscriptions to Reader's Digest and or Newsweek. Phone 800-223-1839. Website www.aph.org. Bookshare. Members with visual impairments can listen to books using a text-to-speech synthesized voice using a computer or an approved device. Call phone 650-352-0198. Website www.bookshare.org. Braille Bible International. Free Braille and Large Print Bibles. Phone 407-834-3628. National Library Services for the Blind. Magazines and Special Media. Phone 1-888-657-7323. Directory Assistance Exemption. Free Directory Assistance 1411 for people with vision impairments who are unable to use the telephone book. Contact your local and long-distance carriers for information, application. Guidepost Magazine. Large print magazine. Subscription required. Phone 800-431 2344. Website, www.guideposts.org. Hadley. Free correspondence courses for the blind, visually impaired, and families. Courses available in academic subjects, independent living, recreation topics, and Braille reading and writing. Call for catalog application. Phone 800-323-4238. Website www.hadley-school.org. Hal Leonard Publishing Corporation. Sheet music in large print. Write for a catalog. 8112 West Blumond Road, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53213. Phone 800-322-1127. Website www.halleonard.com. International Association of Audio Information Services maintains a list of local radio reading services, newspapers, magazines, and other print material over the radio. Phone 800-280-5325. Website www.iaais.org. Jewish Braille Institute of America. Free large print Torah. Call or write to request. 110 East 30th, New York, New York, 10016. Phone 212-889-2525. Website www.jewishbraille.org. Lutheran Braille Workers Incorporated. Free Braille Bibles and extra large print Bibles, paperback or multi-volumes. Also offers devotional literature. Phone 905-795-8977. Website https://www.lbwloveworks.org/contact-us/. Society for the Blind provides a telephone reader service for individuals who are blind or visually impaired. Call 916-732-4000 or 800-665-4667. National Federation for the Blind, National Newsline. Newspapers read over the phone. Call or write 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Phone 410-659-9314 or 512-323-5444 or 713-956-1735. Website www.nfbtexas.org. Email newsline@nfb-texas.org. National Library for Blind and Physically Handicapped. Sheet music available in large print. Call or write. Note, the librarian at the Texas State Library can assist in obtaining. Library of Congress, Washington, D.C., 20504. Phone 800-252-9605. Website www.loc.gov.nls. New York Times Weekly Newspaper. Paid subscription for a large print newspaper. Phone Maine 800 NY Times 698-4637. customer service, 800-591-9233. Toll free, 800-698-4637. Website, www.nytimes.com. Reader's Digest Large Print Edition. Available with subscription. Bible and condensed books are also available. Phone 800-877-5293 or 800-310-6261. Sharing Solutions Newsletter. Free large print newsletter published by Lighthouse International. Phone 800-829-0500. Website www.lighthouse.org. Time Magazine, large print edition, available at subscription rate. P.O. Box 61141, Tampa, Florida 33661-1141. Phone 1-800-843-8463. Website www.time.com. Assistive technology. Assistive technology is any item, piece of equipment, or product system, whether acquired commercially off the shelf, modified, or customized, that is used to increase, maintain, or improve functional capabilities of people with disabilities. Assistive technology is used every day by people who are blind or visually impaired. It can be from no-tech, as marking an appliance with raised dots, to high-tech, like a speech synthesizer computer program. The following are descriptions of just some of the high-tech products available for people who are blind or visually impaired. Screen reader software. Computer software that allows blind and low-vision computer users the ability to read their computer display with synthesized speech output. There are a variety of programs available, including Fusion, JAWS, and NVDA. Most screen reading software titles include a trial version that you can use to try out the software temporarily. You can visit the product website to download the software, or call to inquire if a trial version can be mailed or emailed. The cost for screen readers can vary from a few hundred to over $1,000. A few other screen readers are free or only require a small donation. The following are screen readers that can be purchased. JAWS by Freedom Scientific. Phone 727-803-8600. Technical support. Website www.freedomscientific.com. Refreshable Braille display. Device used with your smart device that translates text into refreshable Braille. Screen magnification software. Provides magnification levels of the computer screen from 2 to 16 times the normal view. It also provides auditory feedback that enables low vision users to hear as well as view text, graphics, applications, and menus. There are a variety of programs available, such as Zoom Text. Screen magnification software companies offer trial version that allows temporary use of the software. You can visit the website to download the software or call to inquire if a trial version CD or download can be mailed or emailed. The following are screen magnification software that can be purchased. Zoom Text by Freedom Scientific. Website www.freedomscientific.com. Fusion by Freedom Scientific. Website www.freedomscientific.com. Note Takers, a device used by low vision and blind users To take notes with a Braille keyboard, users can write, review, edit, and store information using speech or refreshable Braille outputs. Some note-takers offer a calendar feature and an email option. Video magnifiers assist individuals with low vision to read letters, address books, write checks, or any other printed material. Video magnifiers can either be used with your regular television screen, on a small, lightweight portable screen, or can be a complete system with a monitor and stand combined. Reading machines, software, ocular character recognition, or OCR. Blind and low vision users can read text or electronic documents with either a reading machine or reading machine software. There are machines for non-computer users as well as computer users. Digital book players. Digital book players are designed for the visually impaired to record notes, play music, and listen to books. The players can be operated without using vision, and some can play all the following content: Texas State Library's Talking Books, Bookshare, and NFB Newsline are some organizations that have digital book players. A web search can list more information about the Victor Reader Stream and PlexTalk Pocket. You may also call your local OIB worker or the OIB helpline to learn where one of these devices may be purchased. Tablets. Tablets offer magnification or speech for the visually impaired. The iPad and Google tablets are examples of tablets that offer accessibility to the visually impaired. Tablets with accessibility features can provide access to Texas State Library's Talking Books, Bookshare, and NFB Newsline. They can also provide mainstream access to other books, such as Audible, Apple App Store, or Google Play. Assistive technology financial aid. Many times, the cost for assistive technology is outside of an individual's budget. There are two resources for low-cost loans or assistance for purchasing the items. For more information, contact your local OIB worker or the OIB helpline, or visit one of the entities listed below. Computers for the Blind, 1201 South Sherman Street, Suite 204, Richardson, Texas, 75081. Phone Customer Service, 214-340-6328. Website, www.computersfortheblind.net. Fax, 214-452-0565. Email questions and purchase orders to info@computersfortheblind.net. Association of Blind Citizens Assistive Technology Fund. Website, www.blindcitizens.org/assistive_tech.htm. Email, ATF@blindcitizens.org. The Assistive Technology Fund provides funds to cover 50% of the retail price of adaptive devices or software, including digital audiobook players. The products covered by this program must retail for a minimum of $200 and a maximum retail price of $6,000. Persons eligible to apply for assistance must have a family income of less than $50,000 and cash assets of less than $20,000. The organization features two grant periods per year, June and December 31st. Use the form on the website to apply. Assistive technology websites. The following links are intended as starting points. This is not an inclusive list of companies selling assistive technology or websites for information about assistive technology. The Vocational Rehabilitation Division, or TWC, does not endorse a particular company. www.freedomscientific.com JAWS, ZoomText, and Fusion product demos you can download. www.telesensory.org Various video magnifiers and low vision products. www.dolphinuk.co.uk/downloads/index.asp www.dolphinusa.com Product demo downloads for HAL, Supernova, and Lunar Screen Reader products. www.humanware.com This company offers a variety of assistive technology devices. Organizations for the blind and support groups. Nobody understands vision loss better than someone who has personal experience with it. People who are adjusting to vision loss often benefit from associating with others who understand the range of issues, concerns, and challenges. Texas is home to several outstanding organizations that support people who are blind or have vision impairments. The three major groups are included in this section. Contact them for more information about their respective services, supports, and membership requirements. They will also be able to provide information about community organizations and resources. I2I, Peer Support Group. I2I focuses on the shared experience of vision loss as a powerful tool for connection, emotional support, and personal growth. Contact the support line at telephone 833-932-3931. Email eye2ee@shp.rutgers.edu. American Council of the Blind of Texas. The American Council of the Blind of Texas, Incorporated, ACBT, is an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. ACBT represents the interests of blind and visually impaired Texans and strives to increase the independence, security, equality of opportunity, and quality of life for all blind and visually impaired people. Though most members are blind or visually impaired, sighted persons who share the common goals of ACBT are welcome to join. ACBT currently has 9 chapters and 6 special interest affiliates. ACBT contact. President Kenneth Semyon, Sr. Phone 409-866-5838. Website www.acbtexas.org. Email semien@sbcglobal.net. Local chapter, Beaumont Area Council, Beaumont, Texas. National Federation of the Blind of Texas. The National Federation of the Blind of Texas is Texas's largest organization of blind people, with hundreds of members living in every part of the state. NFB of Texas promotes the complete and equal integration of blind people into society, working to remove legal, economic, and social discrimination, advance public education about blindness, and promote the right of all blind people to exercise to the fullest of their individual talents and capabilities. NFB of Texas contact. National Federation of the Blind of Texas. 314 East Highland Mall Boulevard, Suite 253, Austin, Texas. 78752. Phone 281-968-7733. Website www.nfb-texas.org. email president@nfbtx.org. American Foundation for the Blind. The American Foundation for the Blind is a national nonprofit organization promoting advocacy for people who are blind or visually impaired in areas of employment, independent living, literacy, and technology. AFB Headquarters Contact, 2 Penn Plaza, Suite 1102, New York, New York, 10121. Phone 212-502-7600. Website www.afb.org. Fax 888-545-8331. Time to Be Bold Campaign. Website that aims to educate, engage, and empower people who are 55 plus with low vision to maintain or regain their independence by utilizing the free or low-cost services provided by their respective state, with links to other helpful services for people with vision loss. Website www.timetobebold.org. National Research and Training Center on Blindness and Low Vision provides training and technical assistance to professionals and those with vision loss by communicating the basics of blindness and low vision, sharing tips for the effective education, rehabilitation, and employment of people who are B/LV, and helping professionals integrate research-based findings into policymaking and service provision. Website https://www.blind.msstate.edu/training. Quality of life recreation. Recreation can be anything from reading a book to bowling to mountain climbing. Losing your vision should not limit you in participating in the activities that you enjoy. Blind and visually impaired people are involved in arts and crafts, amateur radio, bingo, computers, the internet, woodworking, playing cards, wrestling, weightlifting, judo, water skiing, cross-country skiing, skating, swimming, fishing, track and field, bowling, basketball, baseball, volleyball, billiards, biking, hiking, mountain climbing, sailing, camping, golf, scuba diving, windsurfing, horseback riding, and many more activities. The following resources will serve as starting points to explore associations, clubs, and companies that will help you pursue activities you enjoy. Travel. Access Able Travel Source. Website with various resources for travel tours, travel agents, etc. for people with disabilities. Website www.access-able.com. Mind's Eye Travel. Travel packages for visually impaired. 4 Bonnie Bray, Camden, Maine. 04843. Phone 207-542-4438. Website www.mindseyetravel.com. Email info@mindseyetravel.com. Travel Eyes has international travel tours for visually impaired. P.O. Box 511. Leeds, LS5-3JT, UK phone, +44 113 887 4275. Website www.traveleyes-international.com. Computer and Board Games. Accessible Computer Games. Website, www.gamesfortheblind.com. American Printing House for the Blind. 1839 Frankfort. P.O. Box 6085. Louisville, Kentucky. 40206. Phone 800-223-1839. Website www.aph.org. Sports. American Blind Bowling Association. Website www.abba1951.org. American Blind Skiing Foundation. 609 Crandell Lane, Schaumburg, Illinois. 60193. Website www.absf.org. Email absf@absf.org. Blind Golf. Website www.blindgolf.com. United States Blind Golf Association. Website www.usblindgolf.com. Email info@usblindgolf.com. Foresight Ski Guides Incorporated. P.O. Box 18944, Denver, Colorado. 80218-0944. Phone 303-506-6965. 866-860-0972. Website www.foresightskiguides.org. Email foresightskiing@aol.com. National Beep Baseball Association. Website www.nbba.org. Email info@nbba.org. Ski for Light Cross Country. 1455 West Lake Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota. 55408. Phone 612-827-3232. Website www.sfl.org. Email info@sfl.org. USA Water Ski. 1251 Holy Cow Road, Polk City, Florida. 33868. Phone 863-324-4341. Website www.waterski.org. Fax 863-325-8259. Amateur Radio, Handy Ham. 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota. 55422. Phone 866-426-3442. Website www.handiham.org. Music, videos, and theater. See the reading resources list in the communication section of this booklet for a listing of descriptive videos and places to purchase sheet music. Music by ear. Music instruction in an audio format. 704 Habersham Road, Valdosta, Georgia. 31602. Phone 229-249-0628. Website www.musicvi.com. ArtSparks, Texas, 3710 Cedar Street, No. 7, Austin, Texas, 78705. Local phone, 512-454-9912. Recreational Equipment Resources. See the Adaptive Aids catalogs listing in this section. BSN Sports, P.O. Box 7726, Dallas, Texas, 75209. Phone 800-527-7510. Website www.bsnsports.com. Hammett Senior Products, 4000 Ridgeway Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35209. Toll free 1-800-900-8086. Email at nchpad.org. Howe Press, Perkins School for the Blind, 175 North Beacon Street, Watertown, Massachusetts, 02172-9982. Phone 617-924-3490. Website www.perkins.org. Rosettas, Yoga Mats for Visually Impaired. Phone 802-557-1600. Website www.rosettus.com. U.S. Games, P.O. Box 117028, Carrollton, Texas, 75011-7028. Phone 800-327-0484. Website www.usgames.com. Wolverine Sports, 745 State Circle, Box 1941, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48106. Phone 800-521-2832. Website www.wolverinesports.com. Adaptive Aid Catalogs. You can purchase a variety of adaptive aids to assist in adjusting to vision loss, including talking watches, clocks, large number clocks, 20/20 pens, writing guides, bold line paper, low vision playing cards, braille playing cards, raised dot dominoes, white canes, etc. The following list of catalogs and stores will help you get started. It's not an inclusive list, and OIB doesn't endorse any particular company. Check your local phone book for similar businesses in your area. Diglow Hearing Loss Device. Phone 800-825-6758. Website www.harriscomm.com. Hear More. Phone 800-881-4327. Website www.hearmore.com. Independent Living Aids. Phone 800-537-2118. Website www.independentliving.com. Innovative Rehabilitation Technology Incorporated. Phone 800-322-4784. Website www.irti.net. LS&S Group, Phone 800-468-4789. Website www.lssproducts.com. Lighthouse International. Phone 800-284-4422. Website www.lighthouse.org. Maxi AIDS. Phone 800-522-6294. Website www.maxiaids.com. See More Vision Aiding Products. Phone 800-428-6673. Website www.seemorevision.com. Speak to Me Catalog. Phone 800-248-9965. Bright Idea. Don't overlook stores like Amazon and Walmart in your search for aids to assist with everyday tasks. Self-advocacy skills. Be patient, consistent, and persistent. Contact someone with the organization or company as soon as you notice a problem with the service or goods. Be as concise as possible. Explain the problem and how you would like to see it resolved. Make a note of the day you called and who you talked to. Follow up with the contact with a note or letter if possible. Ask that any comments or actions to solve the issue be put in writing to you. Make follow-up contacts until the issue is resolved. If the person you talk to cannot assist you, then ask for their superior. Document all contacts and who you talk to. If attempts with the organization or company fail to resolve your issue, contact the organization or agency in your area that governs them. Depending on the situation, this might be the Better Business Bureau, a city council member, county commissioner, agency or statewide hotline, Disability Rights, Texas, your legislator, etc. If needed, enlist the help of a friend or family member. If you are having trouble finding out what agency may govern an organization, you can contact your local library. A librarian will be able to assist you in looking for the information.